Seasoned Green Oak. Lessons to build a life on. This is my story. I'm telling this story my way. After my father died, I was smoking. And I was smoking nearly 2 packs a day. And somehow coming up with the money to do that. And when I ran out of the money, I just smoked mom's cigarette butts from her ashtray, or I rolled my own from the nubs that were left after she was done smoking. I had this habit, and I couldn't kick it. And it happens in smoking families. It seems like the first cigarette you smoke is like you've smoked your whole life. It's like you've always smoked because you've been smelling this smoke your whole life. It's a very natural thing. So I'm smoking, and Mr. Parker asked me if I want to go out for cross country. In fact, he asked me if I would go out for cross country. And I thought, man, does he know me? And I like to jog. You know, I used to jog some. I confuse that with running sometimes. And so I go out for cross country. I kept a cigarette in my sock. You know, that way at halfway point, I could just dive off into a cornfield, smoke my cigarette, and finish the race. that was my work ethic. But what I found is when I had to run a long way, I would throw up if I smoked. So it kept me from smoking when I was training. Well, the first meet comes, and I'm wearing my fish head sneakers, my yard sale sneakers that, you know, everyone else has got these track shoes on with spikes and stuff. I've got like Walmart, you know, ghetto busters, and what we used to call brogans. Brogans means they're broke in a whole lot. By the time you get on, they're already broke in. So I got my brogans on, and the gun goes off, and I take off. And I was going to sprint the whole thing. It's 2.25 miles, and I was going to sprint it. I had no idea. I'd never run that far in my life. So I'm running and I'm passing everyone. I'm leaving them in the dust. I'm thinking, this is so easy. Good grief, you guys. I get to this first sign that I think says halfway, and it said 1/4 mile. And I realized how far I was going to have to run. And that's when my body and my smoking ways caught up with me. And I start slowing down little by little by little. And everyone passes me. Everyone passes me. And until I'm last. And I crossed the finish line 30 minutes after the last person crossed. And Mr. Parker's still at the finish line with a stopwatch, like it matters. And he clicks the watch and says, we have a baseline. That was the worst, most embarrassing thing I'd ever done. But I stayed in there in cross country. And by the last meet, I was 22nd from the end. That's how far I had come. And I had quit smoking. All because Mr. Parker asked me if I would go out for cross country.
You're listening to this podcast on the ESDAC Broadcasting Network. To find more information about this or other podcast shows, please visit RemarkableChatter.com.